The Supreme Court today rejected a push to hold Twitter liable for a terrorist attack, but it sidestepped larger questions on liability for content posted online. And we're still waiting for big decisions from the court on affirmative action, voting rights, and student loan forgiveness.
And the Supreme Court is the likely destination for a fight over the abortion drug mifepristone. The case is now before a federal appeals court, where three Republican-appointed judges heard arguments yesterday. At issue is whether to uphold a decision by a Texas judge to undo FDA approval of the drug. Law professor Michelle Bratcher Goodwin is following the case. She's at the University of California, Irvine. Professor, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Early on in this hearing, a judge interrupted the government lawyer defending the FDA approval. The government's lawyer is Sarah Harrington, and the judge is James Ho, appointed by President Trump. Let's take a listen.
The district court's order is an unprecedented and unjustified attack on FDA's scientific expertise. This court should vacate the order because plaintiffs are unlikely to prevail on any of their claims, and because the balance of equities tips decidedly against preliminary relief.
No, I hate to cut you off so early, but you said unprecedented. We had a challenge to the FDA just yesterday.
You had a challenge to the FDA, yes, but I don't think there's ever been any court that has vacated FDA's determination that a drug is safe to be on the market.
Professor, I just wonder, what struck you about the judges in this case, their questions, their comments?
That was a dynamic interplay. What came through in the questioning of both the FDA's lawyer as well as that of Banco was that these judges gave some significant deference to the arguments that were being made by the litigants in that case, that is, the people who brought this petition. The questions are about whether they have standing or not, and whether the time has lapsed in order to bring this litigation. Many law professors around the country and indeed around the world find the case strange in that they do not have standing, is what many would say. And the drug has been on the market for 23 years now. And so it would have been within their right and interest to bring the case years ago, and it was not brought. And some say that that's because no judge prior to Judge Kaczmarek would have ruled that these particular litigants or those that could be like them would have standing.
Oh, that's the Texas judge whose decision is before this appeals court now. Can you help us understand what is the debate over standing? The government lawyers have argued that this case should be tossed, yeah?
That's right, because in order to have standing, these particular litigants would have to show that they have somehow been harmed, that there is some cause of action through the FDA bringing this drug to the marketplace that has affected them directly. And the lawyers are arguing that they just simply have not established it. What the litigants are saying is that they may in the future have to treat individuals who have had abortions through mifepristone. And the argument back is that mifepristone is incredibly safe and that with 23 years of being on the marketplace, it shows less than 1% of individuals will need emergency care at all, and that these individuals will not have to treat those patients if they have religious objections or conscience objections, because those objections are protected such that they would not be forced by the government to treat individuals who may experience a medical harm related to abortion with this drug or surgical.
So when you kind of step back and think about the arguments yesterday, is it clear to you where this may be going in the end? Is it likely to end up before the U.S. Supreme Court?
It is a case that's highly unique, as the clip that you shared shows, which is that there has been deference to the FDA for nearly a century in terms of its rulemaking authority with regard to health and safety. There is a general agreement that the experts that work in the FDA and that they turn to for the evaluation of drugs are better, are more knowledgeable.
Sorry, 15
than lawyers
seconds.
And judges to do this. So we don't know. Likely it'll go back up to the Supreme Court, with whatever it is that the Fifth Circuit decides.
That's Michelle Bratcher-Goodwin of UC Irvine. Thank you.
Thank you.